Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Broadcasting live from somewhere in the desert, posting up truth like a stamp in the corner of a letter. It's Leander Grace, Out Loud. Amid lies, we seek truth. Amid truth, we awaken. And once awakened, we speak truth everywhere. Now we're opening night and powering to reveal what's been hidden in plain sight. It's time for Leander Grace Out Loud, because your silence will not protect you. No, it will not protect you. Good evening, everybody. Want to give a great big shout out, a howdy daddy, la-di-da-di, and of course every other body that happens to be tuning in this Wednesday night. This Wednesday night with the date appointed as June 8, 2022. June 8, 2022. You know, some years ago on June 8th, your host, that'd be me, Leander Grace, broadcasting live from the High Mountain Desert, graduated high school on June the 8th, the seniors graduate. That was the chant. And when I realized that that was the date, that went through my mind all day long. I just thought I'd say that. So I want to welcome you guys to tonight's broadcast. We're talking Holistic Truth here on Holistic Truth on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Leander Grace, and it is June 8th, 2022. And we're broadcasting live from the High Mountain Desert. Our goal today, as it is every day, is to help relieve suffering through empowerment by shining our light on and getting to the Holistic Truth. We were on Podbean for a while. We took a break from Holistic Truth. We went over to Podbean for a while, and we were there holding a space of peace, love, and grace and solidarity with all the patriots worldwide. And now we're back over here on Blog Talk Radio, where it all began. Here, continuing to hold a space of peace, love, and grace and solidarity with the patriots worldwide as the Great Awakening continues to accelerate across the face of the earth. It continues to accelerate across the face of the earth. It is a very exciting time to be alive and aware and awake. And about the business of the one thing, and I know that if I could hear you guys out there listening in, with your live or podcast, pod people, we love you too. You know, I know that I'd be hearing you say, yeah, it's a good thing, right? So right where you're at, just make a decision to get happy. We're going to take some tough stuff on tonight. We're going to tell a little story. Have to decide where to begin. We're going to tell a little story, and then we're going to raise some hell. That's what we're going to do. We're going to tell a little story, and then we're going to raise some hell. And then we're going to put some light on it, and then we're going to ask about healing it. And then we're going to come back maybe even as soon as tomorrow night. We'll get to that in a minute and put some more on it. So for those of you joining us here for the first time, we'll define this term for you, holistic truth. Just as holistic medicine refers to the total care of the human body through the mind, body, and spirit, holistic truth refers to the viewing, treating, and healing of our human experience. And how do we do that? Well, I'm glad you asked. We do that through empathy, compassion, and ultimately forgiveness. And some of you guys will notice right there that this channel, the Holistic Truth, is also called an empathic channel. I am an empathic. I am empath. I am intuitive as well. Some say that I see stuff maybe too well. I try not to look where I don't belong. But when I see something that needs to be shouted out, we're going to shout it out. And guys, I want to tell you, I've taken some time off air, and I got a little flustered and a little upset about some things. But the reason why I needed to take the time off is I had my own war, a personal war, a little battle, a little legal thing, and required depositioning and things of that nature. And so the deposition, like the 7 hours of deposition, has been complete. Just letting you know, for those who have an ear to hear, let them hear. The deposition is complete, and it will be filed for charges against individuals who made a very failed attempt to cause a storm in my world. So those things will be coming about. Kept me busy, kept me going in the little, little squirrel cage for a little while. Enemy has a lot of people everywhere, and they don't even know who they're working for. They don't. They don't even know who they're working for most of the time. We're going to talk about that tonight, too. We're going to talk about a lot of things. Some things will make you comfortable. Some things will make you very uncomfortable. And if I do my job correctly, some things will really make you mad. Now, it's not my goal here to make you mad and get you upset and do all those things. That's not what I want to do at all. My goal is not to have you come here and send you away, you know, all hurt and all that. That's never my thing. But, you know, there are things that must be uncovered. There are things that must be brought out of the dark and into the light. And if I don't see it happening on mainstream media, then I'm going to go ahead and get my mic and sit up here and do it. And God said it, so I'm going to do it, and that's the way it happens. God says it, I do it, and that's the way it happens. Hopefully it happens well. Hopefully I do a good job, got all my mics on, got everything else. Now, before when we did these broadcasts, I'm going to go ahead and bring this little bit of a housekeeping up to the middle so I don't forget about it, because once we get into the flow of information, sometimes I forget to give you all the little tiddly bits of stuff that's going on. So in the past, my programs have always been Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and snooze in between, but there's no time for that right now. I do not believe there is time for that right now. I do believe the time is coming shorter and shorter where we're going to need to move, where we're going to need to see things, where we're going to see things occur on the stage. But before we get to that stuff, before we get to the stuff that might occur, let's talk about some of the things that have gone on. And I'm sitting here clicking on my screen. Clicking on my screen, trying to do all this next, to giving me all these little pop-ups in case I need a helping hand. All it's doing is just confusing. But I'm with you. We're going to do it. So tonight's topic, we're going to talk about it's time to stop pretending. It's time to stop pretending. Well, Andrew Grace, what are you saying? Well, if you come over to the Blog Talk Radio page, you can see I got a nice little outline. It's not quite an outline. It's a bullet list. We got bullets. Why? Because that's what we do. That's what we do. So it's time to stop pretending. And tonight what we're going to cover is we're going to cover things about that the 9/11 Twin Towers were downed by a plane. That's the first thing we're going to stop pretending about tonight. I'm going to talk about what happened, what really happened, and why. And we told each other we'd never forget. And then I asked the question, do you know what it's what we're supposed to remember? And then we're going to also talk about that it's time to stop pretending that Benghazi was an outside attack by some terrorist group back in 2012, 2013. You can look over on the Twitter account. It's dead over there. That's another thing. For those of you who are looking me over on Twitter, I cannot access that account. You know, I have three accounts over there, just letting you know, transparency. You know, the one that I was running with 45, that got blocked because Jack decided he wanted to be a Jack, so he did that and all of his crew, and maybe some things, you know, sons of people or stuff like that. We'll get to that in another program, or maybe at the end of this one, we'll see how it goes. So we're going to break it down, because we told each other to never forget. Now, when it comes to Benghazi and not being an outside attack, those who know, we know that it was not an outside attack. We're going to talk about why, and then we're going to talk about it's time to stop pretending that 80 million children just disappear. And then it's time to turn on the television and worship at the next American Idol. We need to wake up, people. It is time to stop pretending. I know I've said it on this broadcast before. I was sleeping for a little while, had to get the rest up, had to do some education of my own, self-education. But what we're not going to forget is we're not going to forget Stevens. We're not going to forget Woods. We're not going to forget Doherty. We're not going to forget Smith. And it makes a difference. It makes a difference. Because the 9/11 towers were not down by a plane, and Benghazi was not an outside attack, and 80 million children don't just disappear. How should we begin? Let's talk some of the headlines that are coming up. Now, I haven't had time to watch a lot of news. I haven't kept my eye on the water, though, seeing what's going on with that. Just minimally, just now, watching things. Just before the program, we had a great big old windstorm come in. It was 101 degrees in my area today up here in the high mountain desert. And then it cooled off all of a sudden, whoosh, and the wind went everywhere and dust was blowing again the desert. And the mountains, you couldn't see them because there was such a screen you couldn't even see at the end of the block. There was so much dust. We couldn't see. There was so much dust in our eyes and our clothes. I had to go take out a little sack of garbage there because that's, you know, what we do. Take out the garbage in the middle of a windstorm. And, you know, it started to rain about the time that I got out there. Now, I'm ain't any bigger in a minute. I'm little. Okay, I'm tiny. And I'm out there in the wind with my little dress blowing. I'm like, whoa, it's a hurricane time. It was big old winds coming. Now, they've settled down some, and I'm glad. I'm almost thinking I wasn't going to go on the air tonight, but we weren't going to have any of that. There isn't no sun's going to get in the way of that. So these are the things that we need to stop pretending, and I'm going to ask you guys to buckle up your fortitude of your guts, armor of God. Put the fortitude on so you can hear the information without getting lost in the picture. The things we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about other people, and it's going to break your heart, but we're going to talk about it nonetheless. Be careful not to get lost in the picture. We need to keep focused. We need to keep our eyes on. Keep focused on the picture. So where should we begin? Let's begin with the 9/11 Twin Towers were down by a plane. Why? What happened? What really happened and why? And I'm going to tell you right now, it's being revealed, there's a lot of D-class going on. I'm going to tell you right now that it was an inside attack. And I'm going to tell you right now that they planned it for a very long time. Because they needed a reason to pass the NDAA so they can come down and start monitoring you under the law, under the color of law, under the color of law. And we begged for it. Yes, keep us safe, keep us safe. And now you can't go through the airport without getting somebody's hand up your hmm. I don't go to the airport anymore because then anybody's hand belongs in my hmm. That's just the way it is. And I am not going to agree by purchasing a ticket and going on a plane that you get to put your hands on my hmm. It's not going to happen. I'm violated. I've traveled for a lot during 2012 and 13 by choice or demand. And I didn't like any of it. So why did we scream for people to come to the airport so that when we went by the gate, they could grab us by the hmm? Why did we do that? Did we have sand in our eyes? Did a storm blow in? Was there wind in your face? Was there rain in your eyeballs? You couldn't get a focus and see? Where do we begin? Do we begin with Benjamin Franklin reminding us that anybody who's going to trade their safety for liberty isn't going to have either one? He may have used deserve, but I'm going to say either one because we all deserve liberty. Just because we make an ignorant mistake doesn't mean that our liberty is taken away unless we break a law that requires that our liberty be taken away. We're getting right into the meat and potatoes today, guys, because the time is short, Tick. So what really happened? And how in the world can they say that there were two planes that hit and three buildings fell? That's just stupid math. Maybe that's the 2030 math that they're trying to teach the new kids now so that they can say that, yeah, that two planes, two buildings, one didn't get touched. What were they doing? What were they hiding? What were they trying to do? And how many people really lost their lives? Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to brace yourself. I want you to brace yourself. I want you to take a deep breath. Take a big deep breath in. Blow it out. I'm going to give you a number here. It wasn't 2,000. It wasn't 3,000 souls that we lost. We didn't lose 4,000, 5,000 souls. We lost 10,000 souls that day. And nobody asked. Nobody investigated. Nobody kept track. Nobody made a list. The news. Oh, they said it's 2,000. Okay, yeah. Or 10,000 souls lost. Did we think it was acceptable at 2,000 souls? And how is it that all of a sudden that it came about that people that we were seeing, we were seeing planes go into the tower. Now, I happened to be home from work that day. I don't want to give you TMI, but I was recovering from an argument from someone very close to me, and I asked for the day off to do so. And the commander was very good to give me the day off to do so. And when I woke up after sleeping in, there was smoke coming out of one of them, and Vetigran Sustrin was trying to tell me what was going on. I was told that something hit the tower, that there were explosions. Nobody said there was a plane. Nobody knew. They were waiting for the report. They weren't waiting to investigate. They were waiting for the report. I remember watching this live. I remember on the news reports hearing they're going to bring the towers down. They're going to blow the buildings. They're going to blow them. Get away, get away. That's a paraphrase, but it's kind of close. And then, boom, there they went like a demolition already. Well, how in the world do you get demolitions in there unless it's planned? And the type of demolition that they used was thermite. Made it dust. No evidence. And then before any investigation could be done, they hauled it off and ground it up and did all the things that they need to do to hide their actions. Who's they? Our own government. Those clowns in America that have been running things behind the scenes, they were making it absolutely difficult for number 45 to do his job because he was going to uncover them. He uncovered them. He caught them all. So why did they do that? Why did they bring the towers down? Well, I know why Building 7 went down. I don't have all the information of the why they brought the towers down, other than they needed a pretense for us to, a visual, horrific event that we could all share in on the news, and then we could all get riled up, and then we sat there, fingers in our nose and our thumbs other places, waiting for something to happen. Oh, saber rattle, this and that. Well, they had to build a narrative to justify fully because they'd already lost all of the wind from 9/11. So they have another pretense. They had a whole, or they'd lost all of the pretense from the storms in the desert. They brought the towers down. Everybody got fat that didn't die. And the people that were called to stay home, they did. So it was common American citizens, 10,000 souls lost their lives that day because they were at work. And some clowns in our government that have done horrific things, the same clowns that have been working to capture us, the United States, for a very long time. Now, last night we listened. I got cut off abruptly because I didn't pace my time real well. Just didn't do it. And I played the recording of John F. Kennedy, the secret societies, secret oaths. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic conspiracy. Don't know all the words verbatim. Wish I did. But it has all of these means. They've infiltrated all of these things. That was back in his day. That was back president. And then he made the one move that they didn't want him to make, and that was to make our dollars backed by real good silver, I believe. Now, why would that be such a threat? Well, we have to go back down into the Federal Reserve. See, we're going to go forward, but we also got to go back in time to really see what this picture has been building into. I'm going to add some color, nothing. I don't have to go over the top, but I'm going to put in all the little bits and pieces, and hopefully, I can paint that picture and show you what it is we're fighting. And why it is what we call the cabal or the deep state is fighting back so hard. They don't want you to know the truth, but they cannot stop it from coming out. They can't Stop it. Tell the story over and over and over again. There's patriots that are telling the truth everywhere that anybody will hear, and some places that nobody wants to hear it. But they're telling the truth. They're telling the story. Now, I also know that there's some listeners out there that have had a really rough time of all of this. And look on the news and this is happening. And then they look over here and it looks like that's not happening, but this is happening. And then you go back to the news and they say, no, this is happening, that's happening. Well, one of the things that's happening on the news, we're going to talk about this before we go into the break. We can go into a break maybe a little bit late. I don't know. It's my program, my rules. I can do what I want. So what are they covering up? Yeah, I'm scritching my fingers. I'm getting a little nervous because we're about to go full bore on it. We're going to take it out. We're going to tell the truth tonight. And I'm going to ask the patriots to hear this, the patriots that are listening, that you tell the story too. Don't be afraid to tell the truth. Don't be afraid to be absolutely, to look insane. Don't, you know, when you're sharing this stuff, there's no need to be angry. It's already in the past. The only thing to be angry about is our own ignorance and our own blindness. And we'll talk about that when we get to healing the situation. So the 9/11 towers were taken down by a plane. That's what they said. But it wasn't a plane, was it? And it wasn't a plane that hit the Pentagon. And it wasn't a plane that hit out in Pennsylvania. Was it Pennsylvania? Was it Carolina? Pennsylvania? It wasn't a plane. We were told it was a plane, but when you go to the site, it's not a plane. And it wasn't until they did a digital overlay. Who's they, Leanna Grace? Who's they? Clowns. Clowns in America, CIA. You say, ooh, Leanna Grace, you're talking loud. Yeah, I'm not scared. I'm not scared. We're going to tell the truth here. We're going to tell it loud. The Twin Towers were taken down to give us enough anger that if we bought into the narrative that some strange force came by and totally obliterated buildings and 5 passports survived, then you're asleep. I was asleep. I didn't know that. I didn't look. I believed what I was told by Miss Betta Grant-Sestrin on that day and the days after as they told us what was going on to the narrative and incubator babies and weapons of mass destruction and yada, 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 yada. Kind of like a Russia, Russia, Russia prequel, was it not? That cost us 10,000 souls. 10,000 souls. Now, I happen to be in the way of knowing that Bush Jr. didn't necessarily know the death toll. But Cheney did. Yeah, that little Cheney did. Daddy did. Daddy Cheney knew. And if Daddy Cheney knew, you know, daughter Cheney knew. Why did they blow up Building 7? Nothing hit it. And if I remember correctly, it was also reported down 20 minutes. The report that it was down came in across the pond 20 minutes before the building ever went down because there was a foreign reporter there to report it across the pond. There is some of that that goes on when they're doing a little wag the dog scenario and they want us to believe something. And they want us to believe the narrative of what's going on. Look here, don't look there. We said we'd never forget. We said we'd never forget. Now, there was one old gal. She was offered a whole hunk of money and she's saying millions of dollars. She said nope. She went up to Mr. Obama. That Barry Sotera guy, the Kenyan who sat as president, sat as president. And the next day when she refused, after she met him and refused and asked him a question, she died in a plane crash, tragically. That's what happened. She was asking questions. That's what happened. So why is it that they need to do that? Well, they needed power. They needed control. And they needed us to be afraid enough to give it to them. We're being played. We have been played. I am your host, Leanna Grace. We're going to go into break right now on that note that we've been played. But understand that we can change the game at any time we want. Now, if you're a patriot and you're on the field and doing all that, you go, woo-woo. But if you're listening about this stuff for the very first time, take a breath. We're going to get nittier. We're going to get grittier. We're going to bring the meat and the potatoes. It's got to be, someone's got to report it. Someone has got to tell the truth. And I'm going to end up insulting a lot of people by telling the truth. And one of my favorite contemporary Christian artists, and we do it all here, we love the Lord. We love the Lord on this program. We praise his name every day. You say, well, Leanna Grace, you got, you know, empathic channel. That's a gift from God. That may be on another broadcast. And it doesn't matter if you have the gift. What it matters is who you're listening to, what station you're tuned into, because there's a lot of people that have this gift that are not listening to the will of God. I can assure you that. I've met some. They are not fun to be around. So we're going to do some insulting tonight with Charlie Peacock. And the only thing that we're going to do is tell the truth. Now, this is going to be a little bit longer of a break than I usually do. We're going to do a four-minute break, guys, because I'm going to need to breathe. You're going to need to breathe. I'm going to need to post this on my social media sites because I came in here without posting it on all of them. So we're going to do that during the break, too. And we will be talking on the other side. We're going to continue with this 9/11 Twin Towers, how they fooled us. And we don't ever want to forget that. And then we're going to talk about Benghazi. That'll take the most of the body of our program. The Benghazi was not an outside attack from terrorists. It wasn't because somebody watched a movie and got mad. Those things don't happen because somebody watches a movie and gets mad. Those things don't just happen. Somebody has to make them happen. And we're going to insult a lot of people. We'll be back on the other side.
I'm burning in my
That is right. There is no insult like the truth. That's a little bit of Charlie Peacock there, bringing it to us here on Holistic Truth. Coming back here, I am your host, Leanne Grace, and we're returning once again. I'm getting all these little things set up here. I got one posted, one not. I tell you what, I'm just busy in one-legged man in the Butt King contest, and I don't think I'm made to keep up, but we'll see how this goes. So where were we before we left off? Well, where were we was we were talking about 9/11 and why they did it and what they're at, and they got us fooled. That's what we were talking about. We've been hoodwinked by those who we are supposed to be able to trust, by those who were put in a position of power or actually of authority, that we're supposed to entrust them with authority to make decisions that represent us. Well, I don't think blowing up two twin towers of the World Trade Center and killing 10,000 people had anything to do with the best interests of the American people. I don't know. Call me silly. I just don't. They didn't do it for us. They didn't hoodwink us for our own good. Although the term hoodwink is used in some lodges and they say it's for your own good. But they love the hoodwink, these guys. So they did. Big, elaborate, all of this stuff. And everybody's ready to go to war. Now, I want to tell you that I did serve the United States Army till Desert Storm. Did I go to the desert? No, I did not. I did not have to go. But this is the battle that I could fight, and this is the battle that's in front of me now, and this is the battle that I'm going to take by the horns, and we are going to win. Not because of who I am, but because of who I serve. HaMashiach Tagid, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yeshua. And that's why I'm not scared. I want us to remember as we go forward into this, that the children of Israel already had every battle was already won. You can look back through all of my past episodes on this page here and see it, and I'll bring some of the other archival stuff from Podbean over here too. And then I'll put it on some of the other places and let you guys know. Found their way into power do not have our best interest at heart. And these people, as I spoke in last night or Monday night's program, they were like the Borg, right, in First Contact. As soon as the Borg knew that they were losing the battle and the destruction was imminent, they abandoned ship and stowed away on somebody else's ship and then tried to take control of it and run it. Is that what we have here in the United States of America in our government? I think we do. President Eisenhower tried to tell us about it with the military-industrial complex. We had our president, John F. Kennedy, shot because he's trying to tell us. He's trying to get us out of this debt, slavery. What did he say? He says that there's a plan to enslave every man, woman, and child, and he's going to reveal it before he leaves the high office. And he tried. And then we saw the shooting in Dallas. And Cronkite announcing that the president was shot. Now, that was before I was born. That was before my time. Not much more before my time, but it was before my time. And I remember watching some of the newsreels play out. And I even at that time, I asked my mother, I said, Mom, I said, well, who shot him then? Because I was a kid, I was small, I was little, I wanted to know. And my mother said in her grand wisdom, the government. I said, what? She said, the CIA, but never mind. And then that was all we ever said. That was all that was ever spoken about in my house. But the truth was spoken in my house. And so I got to hear it at a young age and consider it. So who was it that arranged that? Well, that would be George W. Bush. And then we got the fall guy, Lee Harvey Oswald. He will be revealed very soon. You say, well, I thought Jack Ruby shot. Yeah, we all thought Jack Ruby shot Lee Harvey Oswald. We all thought a lot of things occurred that did not occur, may not have occurred, or may not have occurred the way that we believe, or that we've been told, or that we've been led to believe. We have been at war for a very long time, and we didn't even know the enemy was in our camp. Some suspected, some rumored. But just like President Kennedy said, no rumor was revealed to the press, to the public. If it got to the press, it didn't get to the public. So what is it about George W. Bush? What was so, well, who's he? Well, his daddy was Scherf, changed his name. So even George Bush wasn't eligible for president. I think George W. does, but I'm not sure whether George was born here or not. See, to be qualified, according to the Constitution, to be qualified to be president, you have to be a natural-born citizen. And a natural-born citizen doesn't just mean that you were born here. So all of the, you know, you can be born here and have citizenship, but it doesn't make you eligible or doesn't legitimize you to run for president. You can become a citizen all day long and twice on Sunday and be born here, but the natural-born citizen has their parents born here as well. So a natural-born citizen is the son of citizens. That's natural-born. That's what that means. And then there's a clause that says, well, you know, in the 14 years, well, if I'm not mistaken, and I could be wrong, and if it is, look it up, you know, research what you hear so you can own your own experience. We were hoodwinked. We were told that someone from a book depository, come to find out, now that the secrets have all been out and the records are all unsealed, there were eight gunmen, and they all missed. Isn't that amazing? They all missed their shot, and then the last one, with his head going back, showed us that it was forward and down. And I think we'll find out that the last gunman was in the drain. I could be wrong, but that's the way I see it. I could be wrong. So the infiltration of the Borg of the Nazis occurred after World War II. How did that happen, Leanna Grace? What do you mean the Nazis? Well, we've got Operation Paperclip. Well, you're going back far. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. To understand how we became captives. So during World War II, following World War II, there was all kinds of Nazi scientists and doctors, and they had all of this tech, all of this stuff, and the Russians wanted it, and the Americans wanted it. So I don't know if they cast lots or they paid favors or how they decided, but some went to Russia and some went to America. Operation Paperclip. Operation Paperclip. You just take that little thing, put that little paperclip on there, and all of a sudden, poof, you're trans, right? You're someone else. You're something else. You're no longer a Nazi that gunned down just horrific massacres. You're not no longer a Nazi scientist who made all of these weapons of war to annihilate the enemy. You're no longer these. Now you're an American citizen. Welcome aboard. And the American people don't know who they were necessarily, the general public, because they weren't told. Now you say, well, how did that happen? Well, you know, there are those who will lie to the president, and the president was lied to. That wasn't supposed to happen that way, the way I understand it, but it did. And they're here, and they've been here for a very long time. I almost want to say there's Nephilim in the land, but there's Nazis in the land. And they're trying to kill us still. They're doing it slowly this time. We'll get to that. Right now, we want to get back on topic to never forget. And I'm saying not just don't forget that the towers came down, but let's never forget how we were fooled. Let's never forget how we were hoodwinked by these groups of folks who like to hoodwink from time to time. It's a lodge phrase. Benghazi. So we got Bush and we existed through the Clinton years. And then we get to Benghazi. And I'm going to say, for me personally, it wasn't until Benghazi that I understood the corruption. It wasn't until, actually, it was before Benghazi. When I knew that there was corruption, when I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, when I looked up there and I knew that something was very amiss before the towers came down. You know, I remember a young man by John F. Kennedy Jr. whose plane went down, we're told, and he crashed and he died with he and his wife, Carolyn, and their sister. That's when I knew something was amiss, because directly after that occurred, then we've got Little Miss, then we've got Crooked Hillary coming up and saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, huh, he died, my turn. She likes that my turn thing. But it wasn't to be that she would be president. She did enough damage while a senator, and she did enough damage while Secretary of State. We wouldn't have survived her. We would not have survived had Trump not won the election. We would not have survived. So let's get to Benghazi. What is Benghazi about? Well, you know, all of these little people, these folks, they just change. They have these little tricks and they have these little things, and we'll get to some of the nittier, grittier stuff on another program. But right now, we're just going to talk about this stuff right here in front of us, this Benghazi. And I'm going to start with all of a sudden, because all of these narratives usually begin with all of a sudden. There's talk on the wire that Benghazi's been attacked. The embassy in Benghazi was attacked. We've lost our people. And it was over an Islamophobic video or something like that. I saw the video. It was a C-rated filmography. The lip syncing was completely off. It was a completely botched job. Nobody was buying it. And yet, everybody pretended that everybody was buying it. Secretary of State was pretending. The president, the one who sat as president, was pretending. The Kenyan was pretending. Oh, well, I don't know. They just came up and all of a sudden, and you know, what happened? Why would a group of people attack? We already know that the film's not the narrative, all right? So we just dismiss that. The film has nothing to do with anything. It was thrown in there as an afterthought, so let's just throw that out. Let's not even for consideration. It's bogus. It's bogus data. Okay, it's faulty data, bogus data, data that doesn't matter. Other than they were trying to use it to cover it up. Now, if they we know it's bogus and they're trying to cover it up, why are they trying to cover it up? Why did they need an excuse? Why couldn't they tell us the truth about what's going on? If they just said that there was a terrorist attack, well, there's more to the story. There's more to the story. Why we lost Ambassador Stevens, and we lost Woods and Doherty and Smith. What were they hiding? They were hiding what had been uncovered. They wanted to stop him now. Stevens, Ambassador Stevens, had uncovered something, and he had data in his hand. What did he uncover? What he uncovered was the reason why Barack Obama felt so comfortable ordering $65,000 worth of pizza and dogs to the White House. And the same reason, as we find out in the WikiLeaks wires, if we bother to look at them, that Crooked Hillary says to the Kenyan who was sitting as president, you know, you can do what you want, you're the president, but just be careful, because if we get found out, we all go down. That's a wire. That's from her account. That's traceable. Those are her words. What are they going to go down for? $65,000 worth of hot dogs and pizza. That's arrogance. Arrogance uncovers. Arrogance is flashy. Arrogance says, look at me. And then the sociopathology says, but don't believe it because I'll deny it and I'll call you a fool. So I'm going to do this in your face because nobody's paying attention. Look at me, be a badass. So what kind of pizza and hot dogs? the pizza and the hot dogs are the same kind of products that was there when George W. Bush threw a party during the Reagan years, drugged everybody, had them do funny things with kids, taped them all, and held them by the short hairs. I'm saying the truth, and we're saying it loud. So the pizza and the dogs. Obama, the Kenyan who sat as president, ordered $65,000 worth of girls and boys to be shipped to the White House from Chicago, and Hillary tried to caution him in the wire. So what were they hiding in Benghazi? What did Ambassador Stevens find? Why did Stevens, Woods, Daugherty, and Smith need to lose their lives, and why were the teams told to stand down? Because Ambassador Stevens found the information. Ambassador Stevens had the information in a thumb drive and was going to reveal the whole thing. What whole thing? Their whole racket of child sex trafficking. The selling of souls. The selling of children. To clowns who want to do and perverts who want to do whatever it is they like. And as candidate Trump said before he was president, you know, to quote Hillary, it takes a village to raise a child. And she should know. She's taken several of them, including Haiti. Some of those words I didn't get right. That's the gist of the message. He knew. They knew he knew. And when he became president, they were shaking. They were scared. At first they were shaken. Then they were scared. Then they were angry. Russia, Russia, Russia. La, 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 la. Framing for this, framing for that. What were they? Why? For the same reason that Ambassador Stevens and Woods and Daugherty and Smith had to lose their life to cover up the fact that 80 million children don't just disappear. There's a large convoy coming across the southern border, we're told, bringing women and children for sale. That's what they're doing. And the invasion. The what? The invasion? Oh, yes. They're letting militant age men in. When I say militant, I mean physically capable of serving as a militia against us, not for us. Against us and not for us. We need to tell the truth, people. We need to get it out there. We need to be bold. We need to not shy away. We need to wrap our heads around this. People who were running the government that we trusted, that evidently we didn't duly elect, but we were told we duly elected. And they're selling children as property. And they're selling children in places that you would not even imagine. They were selling children on Wayfair, that undid Ellen. We'll hear more about that. They were selling them over on Amazon, Bezos. We'll hear more about that. Children are being rescued all the time, and the mainstream media news will not tell you the truth. Why is that? Because you would be absolutely beside yourself and astonished at the number of children that are being freed right here on American soil. We've got specialists out there. They are picking them off one by one, kitty diddlers. And worse than that, Kid Rock's got a new song out, All the Pedos in Hollywood. I suggest you hear it. It's rocking. This is ugly, people. It's ugly. So the Clinton Foundation, tied to the European Union, pay to play was kids. Pay to play was what they did with the kids. Pay to play was the product that they required. So they had to have kids to produce the product. The product is adrenochrome. So we're not just talking about child sex trafficking. We're talking about torture. I don't have any of the pictures up. I'm not going to put those pictures up on here. As an empath, I find them very horrific, and I know that flashes of pictures can stay with you. and I don't want to put anybody through the nightmare, but I am going to draw the picture. I am going to paint it. I'm going to put it in a frame for you. And then how you decide to tell somebody else about it is your business, but understand that this is information that's going to blow people's heads. You want to know why Q's taking so long to get out there? Because people are going to blow their heads. Their heads will explode when they find this out. And to those who are in the field and getting all the knowledge and getting all the data and all of this stuff, we know a lot more than the common person out there. They still don't know. We need to talk. We need to get this out into the open. And we can begin by some of the headlines. And we'll talk about Ms. Pelosi when we get to the other side of the break. We do have a caller in the queue. I want to say hello to the caller. Don't know who you are. Don't know where you're from. On the other side of the break, we'll be opening up the phone lines at some point. But I do want to go ahead and bring all of this Pelosi stuff together. Feel free to stay there. If you want to speak, go ahead. And you can hit the number one there. And it'll show me a little indication. It's like your little hands raised in class. Hey, I want to talk. I want to talk. You can feel free to listen from the chat room. Any other interface that you want, that would be great. But we'll come back after the break. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about the DUI. I'm going to tell you, I was watching the headlines, and as soon as I saw that Paul Pelosi was arrested for DUI and they won't show the pictures, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. We know the score because it's time to stop pretending. It is time to stop pretending that it's okay for 80 million children to just disappear because it was Hillary and everybody was with her. The hoodwinked. And there was a point in time when I was hoodwinked, so I'm not saying anything that I can't own myself. I got fooled for a little bit. I wanted to trust my government. I wanted to, you know, But in 2010, the lights went on. In 2011, I started putting it together a lot. And by 2012, you couldn't shut my mouth. Amid lies, we speak truth. We seek it. Amid these lies, there are a lot of people out there seeking truth. Because in truth, with truth, people will awaken. It's not going to be easy, and that's why we're back on the program as an awakening coach, because this stuff will make your head blow up. And as we go forward, we're going to have to take care of our physical bodies. We'll talk a little bit about that in the program, too, either tonight, touch on a little bit, or going forward. But there are some things, if you're an empath like I'm an empath, there are some things that you may need to do to protect your neurology. I've spoken about that for a number of years as well, is protecting your neurology from all of the noise that's out there. And one of the pieces of noise that people hear are noise is not noise. It's not noise. It's the sound of God calling. God right now is calling and waking us up, wants us to wake up. We'll be covering more of this on Friday, but I just do believe with all my heart that this is the time we've been waiting for. This is the season that we've been waiting to occur. And this is the time that we need to fight together. And so we're going to hear a little bit of a fight song, one of my favorites, what we used to play in the prison when we'd go in black. Oh, I'll tell you stories about that. I got to hold the keys. I didn't get locked up. I was the one with the keys. That was kind of fun. So I don't have permission right now to do some certain copyrighted ones, but I am going to go ahead and just take the splash. And this is going to be, we'll go ahead. I'm trying to make up my mind here, guys. I didn't set the program up the way I wanted to. We're going to get into the groove of it. I swear we will. But right now we're just grabbing everything we've got and coming to the air and shouting loud because that's what God said to do. And when he says, do that, then that's what I got to do until my brain settles down and I figure out which direction he wants me to go. So as we go forward into this fight and into the night and we start telling the truth and then we sing the praises of God as well. Kryptonite. We'll be back. That's just the tune, right? That's just the tune. Going into battle, we got to have a tune. Kryptonite. But there is no kryptonite when you're walking with the Lord. Again, we're going to be successful, not because of who we are, but because of who we serve. And we have to keep that in the forefront. We need to know where it is our strength lies and where it is our power comes from, and that is in the Lord. It's not from here. It's not from Leanna Grace. And it's not from your inwardness. I cannot strengthen you with anything except words of my experience, strength, and hope. For you to receive the blessings of God, you have to get on your knees and ask. Talk to him. Tell him your heart. The time is short. He'll be here soon. I just thought I'd let you know. Now, coming on back to the program, I am your host, Leander Grace. Welcome you back to Holistic Truth here on this Wednesday night, broadcasting live from the high mountain desert. We're talking about it all, folks. Didn't even get all my introduction in. God said, nope, we're not even going to introduce ourselves. We're just going to go straight to the meat because he knows I'm scared of it. You say, Leander Grace, I'm scared of it. In a human sense, not in a spiritual sense, but in a human sense, this stuff's weird. This stuff is horrible. Nobody wants to talk about this. Nobody. But we have to in order to make it public, to shine our light on it, to make sense of everything that's going on, to show people what they're hiding and the lengths they'll go to continue with the hiding. Now let's take care of some of these headlines. We're doing it backwards today. God said, that's the way it goes. So let's take care of some of the headlines today. It weaves in real well. again, as we talk about it all, we're going to talk about this physically and metaphysically and spiritually and secularly, historically, hysterically, and politically mundane. And we'll be blowing up all the little non sequiturs. And that's what we're doing here tonight. Non sequiturs, what are those? Those are things that do not necessarily follow. It doesn't necessarily follow. What you're not adding one and one. You're getting the product of two, but there's another variable in the equation that keeps getting left out so that we can never get to the true answer, the fact that 80 million children don't just disappear. That's the math. That's the math. And people don't just get uppity and do an 8-hour, 12-hour torture session on Ambassador Stevens and Woods and Daugherty and Smith and then have all of the teams that want to come and rescue them told to stand down. That's not an accident. And it makes a lot of difference. The little witch herself says, what difference at this point does it make? Well, witchy poo, it makes a lot of difference. Four men died by your order to cover your pay-to-play activity, your selling of children. That's what happened. Clinton was selling children. It's not just about Epstein. It's about a global thing happening. There's a lot of stuff that's going on. And not all of the children were used for trafficking for sex. And not all of them were used to produce adrenochrome. Some of them were kept hostage. Some of them were bred. Some of them were crossbred. Some of them had horrible Mengele-like experiments performed on them. And Fauci's friend Epstein didn't kill himself. Oh, she said it. Fauci's friend Epstein didn't kill himself. And Fauci needed friends like Epstein to provide the children so that he could do testing. I said it. That's how deep it goes. It goes deeper than that. And we'll take care of that depth on another program. So what are they covering up? The fact that they don't want us to wake up and realize that 80 million children have disappeared. They don't want us to realize that the milk carton campaign was advertised. But they don't want us to realize that no one's going to buy a cabinet for $10,000 or a pillowcase for $10,000 with the name of a missing child on it unless they know exactly what it is they're buying. And it's been going on, the selling of men's souls, Mystery Babylon, for a very long time. She said it. Those children don't disappear. They're taken. They're taken. Why are they taken? They're taken because the product that they can produce, the adrenochrome, the younger, the ones that are racist are the ones who want adrenochrome because evidently the darker skinned children produce a thicker, more robust liquid. So of course they want them in the nation. Of course they want the children in. And there's more than that coming in. So we show pictures, we yell, and we tell you, we show you, and nobody looks because you can't look. Why? Because it's horrific, but the children have to go through it. And the children go through it because we're being hoodwinked, but nobody's standing up and saying stop. Nobody's standing up and saying look here. Why? Why will the press, why will the media not report this? How many media executives have had to step down? How many media executives have had to step down? How many CEOs? How many are not running for office again? People think nothing's going on, but I see what's going on. I see people falling. I see people coming up positive for a testing that does not even exist. Pompeo himself said that it was a live military exercise. He said it. It's not. It's public knowledge. It was in the middle of a press conference early on. They should have told us. They should have told us. So is there any issues with using their plan against themselves? I think not. I think it's ingenious. Every step they make, the bad guys, every time they try to get away, they step right into a trap. And now it's making the headline news. It hasn't been announced yet, but it will be. You watch. You just watch Pelosi. Not only is her son over in Ukraine in this business, that's where the holdup is. That's why they want to protect Ukraine, because that's where the centrality of their business is now. They want to move their Nazi little stuff over to the Nazi place in Ukraine. They're trafficking children through Ukraine. Who is? Pelosi's son, Biden's son, Romney's kids? They all have an interest in a company which they own nothing about, but they make oodles and boodles of money. Someone's buying something. None of them are good looking enough just to pay him to stand around. That's just the way that is. So what is it they're doing? What is it they're managing? WikiLeaks tells us what they're managing if you'll go to the wires. They're laundering this, they're laundering that, they're making sure that all the tax money that they take from us and put in their little bitty projects gets funneled right back into their pockets. The only climate change that they're afraid of is the political climate change. They all have beachfront property. And the only pollution that they're worried about is the pollution of information that's going to mess up their narrative. Well, I say it's time to just blow smoke up the middle of all of their lies and reveal the truth. Pelosi. Isn't she a winner? Isn't her husband a winner? Isn't he a winner? He was arrested for DUI. Driving under the influence. He hit another car. All these things went on. We don't see the pictures. I'm wondering what he was doing before he left, before he got into the car. Where was he coming from? And what child was he with? I said it. Her son is a groomer. Which one? Both. It's going to come out in the news just how deep it goes. They're a crime family. They're a crime family that sells children and children's byproducts. And they want to ensure the ability to do all of the little transhuman experimentations, and so they are willing to kill all of our little black babies in abortion so that those Americans who have dark skin don't have a chance to grow up in America and fight with us, and become great, become scientists, doctors, lawyers, chiefs, presidents. Now, they're going to abort that part of the population because Sanger said that they were weeds. Sanger, being the one who did Planned Parenthood, a eugenicist herself, not unlike Fauci. They're taking your children, and they're doing horrific experiments on them, and they're torturing them to raise the adrenaline in their blood, and then they drain the blood often when they're alive to spike the adrenaline. It's happening, people. It's a horror show. The hood's off. There's no hoodwinking with this. It's going on in our face, and the media will not report and not show the pictures because we'll see the rest of the story. He's a groomer. And not just a groomer, he's an endeavorer. He dies in. He hurts children for pleasure and for profit. Nancy Pelosi. They're all in it together. They're covering each other up. They're covering each other's backsides, or they've been trying to, until President Donald J. Trump got into office, took the keys of the kingdom, took the steering wheel in the car and said, let's go. And we all got on board and we ride with 45. Because back in 2012, President Trump says someone needs to do something about all these children that are missing. Is that not when he tweeted it, 2012? Way back then, before he ever thought about running for office. I did not find out the depth of this until Pizzagate, and Pizzagate is real. Mr. Elefantes, who gave that great little interview, he's a Rothschild. He's a devourer. And that's the only word that I can come up with for these people, because they're not really any human anymore. They are devourers. They have sold their soul. They have changed their genetic makeup to the point where they can't even digest meat. They live on this stuff. It makes their body go now. And when they don't have it, they starve because they cannot consume regular foods. Someone that I didn't suspect, I just found out. Found a video making chicken and pasta, making bacon-wrapped dogs, fixing up all, ordering up tacos. There for all to see. They're going to tell us who they are. We have to pay attention. They want to tell us who they are, but we've got to pay attention. I can point, I can guide, and I can tell you. But it's unbelievable. On this program, we have, you know, take on only what is yours. We say this, take on only what is yours, because not everything is for everyone. Eat the watermelon, spit out the seeds, keep close what's truth and heals, and discard what offends your spirit. Everything about this broadcast offends my spirit. So we're going to need to bring it down a notch. We're going to show you and tell the folks there is relief coming, and it's sooner than we know. Do I know the time? I don't know the time. I don't know. Now, I don't know when President Trump's coming back exactly, and I certainly don't know when Jesus is returning, but I know both things are imminent. Both are imminent. And we need to be ready. We need to fight this fight. And the whole time that we're in that battlefield, the whole time that we're taking hits, the whole time that we're telling the truth and being told that we're nuts, the whole time, pray without ceasing, because the enemy will be in your camp. The enemy will try to get into your camp. The enemy will start making your noises, start trying to be like you, and then when they have the goods, they'll leave or use it against. That's what the enemy does. That's all the enemy knows to do. The enemy imitates. Now, why does the enemy imitate? Because the enemy is not creative. The enemy imitates. The enemy doesn't have bright ideas. They copy and paste. And the enemy has been infiltrated by that which is no longer human. Whoa. Leanna Grace, what are you saying? I'm saying there's more than one kind of a parasite that we need to look out for. There are things that I'm finding out that are so real, and I take them to God, and God says, yep. And then I look in the scriptures, yep, there it is. There are Nephilim in the land. There were Nephilim in the land in those days and even afterwards. And I'm telling you right now, there are Nephilim in the United States of America, those that are cross-human hybrids. Everyone that we see is fully human. They, the movie They, was very much a documentary. There are those that are not fully human among us looking like they have a human skin. It is so unfreaking believable. It took me a while. I had to be beat up a little bit about it. I had to have someone hammer me, someone that I trusted. I didn't even want to hear it. But I found out that it's true. I found out that so much more is true than what I even realized. Not because I don't have the intelligence, but because I didn't have the information. I didn't have the insight and the information. And there was part of it that I was brought up to not believe no matter what. Why are we brought up to not believe something no matter what when we're taught up to believe Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, and the Tooth Fairy? But no matter what, trust your government. No matter what, they're telling you the truth. Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy. So how do they get a hold of our kids? How do they get in the middle of it? I've covered on other broadcasts, and I'll bring it over here, some of the legacy over on Podbean. They teach your children better than you do. That's the truth. The bad guys are teaching your children better than you are. They spend more time with your children than you do. There are groomers in schools. There are groomers on the police force. There are groomers in psychology. There's groomers in medicine. There are groomers everywhere. Do we remember the Nasser case with the Olympians? How can he get away with molesting that many young girls? Sometimes with the parent right there. Because we don't know. We can't believe. We couldn't come to terms. That can't be happening. All of the denial things occurs. Why, when it was brought to the attention of the FBI, did they ignore it? Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Now, we only have another 30 minutes or so in the broadcast. All right? Only another 30 minutes or so in this broadcast. And I want to get the other side of the break. We're going to take another one. Boy, that went by fast. We're going to be bringing it in and bringing it out really quickly. Our children trust us. And children trust adults. Santa Claus, Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, Tooth Fairy. Believe us. And they believe the adults. And if they're not, the children aren't taught to not believe every adult, where we go? If we're in the company of a groomer and we don't know it and they have their hands on our children, is our child going to tell us? And if the child doesn't tell us, why would that be? Sometimes the groomer, you know, oh, she said it. Sometimes a groomer, like Mike Pence, will have his wife bring young boys over for him to introduce them to this statesman. And then the statesman buys them the toys and the this and the that. And all they have to do is just a little touchy-touchy. And don't tell anybody. Nobody would believe you anyway. That's how they do it. And now they're in this great big mansion with this man who's given them all of these things and probably telling them very nice things. But if you tell, all of this goes away and your parents are in danger. That is a lot for a kid to hold. And one of them spoke up. We'll hear that testimony soon enough. It's coming, people. It is coming. The groomer Pence, he's not just a backstabber. He is a diddler. Sam's going down. He's going down, and he knows it. And we'll hear about it very, very soon. That's what the president was surrounded by. Did he know it? Maybe not all of them. But can you imagine working in that environment knowing that you've got nothing but scum of the earth, child-hurting people around you? You got a nation to run and children to save and executive orders. Did we pay attention to this? No, we didn't pay attention to the executive orders that were coming out, Leanna Grace. We were Russia, Russia, Russia. And then we were this trial, and then we were that trial, and then we were this, and then we were that. And now we've got Pelosi eating ice cream. Jenny is another word for the product for adrenochrome. Letting everybody know. They told us on Twitter. Everyone was telling us. But the algorithms wouldn't let the word get out. We were telling everybody, but the algorithms kept it safe. Why, Jack? Why, Jack? Bye, Jack. Everybody had to cover up. Nobody gets to tell the truth. This is fake news. No, this is the truth. What they're telling you is fake news is the actual truth. And what they're trying to pass off as truth is fake news. Tell me that you don't feel like a gaslit, insane maniac when you try to sort this out. I know I do sometimes. I know I do sometimes. And it's okay to be confused, and it's okay to be uneasy. But when we started this road and we got on this train and we got on this boat and started sailing down this river and into this great big ocean, this vast ocean of data, did we know how long the journey would be? No. No. Did the folks who went over in Afghanistan to make a stand for us know how long that was? Did we ever know how long any of this was going to be? No. In World War II, did they know how long it would take the beach? No. Normandy, they didn't know how long it would take, but they kept going. Beachfront battle. And it's not even a beachfront. It's more like the walls of Jericho. And if you find me on social media, you'll find that I'm on Twitter. I used to be on Twitter, but I'm on Truth. And I'm on Gab. And some of my old accounts are on Twitter. Now, I can't get into, I've got three of them, can't get into any of them. The one that I was riding with 45, it got blocked, and then the others, I've lost the passwords and the emails, and it was so many years ago, though I don't think those web pages even, you know what, I wonder if I was to send a nice little message out to Elon, if he could unlock those for me and let me post. That would be really cool. But if that doesn't happen, understand that we've been there for a little while, and we're all over on Truth Social, and I'm still on Gab. And the rest. So you can find me over there and find the post and find where we're going with this. It's wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey, people. It is time to wake up. And as I posted over there, let me go ahead and take this look at this so I can get it right. I don't like to quote myself out of context. I'll get other people's wrong, you know, but when you can't even remember what your own said, that's kind of bad. So the message is wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. Ephesians 6, come to terms, armor up. Be ye not clouds without water. It's time to sing the song of truth, the song we know best. And to the ecclesia, it's time to bring down the wall of Jericho. And in Joshua 6:5, we find it says, and it shall come to pass, not a might, not a maybe, maybe not, it shall pass that when they make the long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout in the wall, and the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. People, understand that we need to bring the walls of Jericho down. And the only way we're going to be able to do it is exactly the way that God instructed Joshua, is you keep shouting. Now, for a very long time, things have been quiet. But I think we're going to get a shout. We're going to get the go. We got the go. I don't know if people know we got the go. We got the go to shout. Start telling the truth. And as you do, remember, this is dark stuff that we're dealing with. The enemy's camp is dark. You know, I don't want to spend too much time peeking at it. I look in there, just say, ooh, that's bad. And I get back out and I write it all down. And then, you know, then do you? But I don't like to go in there for very, very long because it's dark and it's wicked. And I don't like to be around that as an empath. I can pick that up and I have to shake it off with my hands, with my fingers and all of that to be around wickedness. Wickedness sees me coming. And wickedness, I don't always see the wickedness. I got to tell you, I don't always see the wickedness coming because I've had blinders on for a very long time. I wanted to see the good in everybody, and I was missing about 50% of the picture, and I made some mistakes through that. So when wickedness sees me, it starts talking, and I see it. But when Christians see me, one who loves the Lord, it's different. If I walk into a room and there's Christians around, we eventually get our bodies closer and we start getting, you know, talking very casually. It's drawn to each other. But when wickedness sees me, it starts throwing stuff. It doesn't like me. It doesn't like me saying the truth. It does not like me getting in its face. It does not like me taking its inventory, because if I can take my inventory and see me in you, then I'm going to call out that part of me that I've seen in you that I don't find acceptable for me to be around anymore. I can't point my finger and say this is all bad and it's all you, because if I can recognize that bad, that means there's a little bit of it in me and I made a different choice. That's all that means. It's not because of who I am. It is because of who I serve. So tune your pipes, patriots. Sing praises to Yahweh Elohim. Sing praises for victory in the spiritual battle, just as they did at the Battle of Jericho. But we're not going to win this without Christ. We're not. The victory in this spiritual battle is going to come through Yeshua, our Lord and Savior, HaMashiach Nagid, who we call Jesus Christ. I guess it might be break time, but we'll get to that in a minute. The only one that's going to help us win this battle is God. Now, when we sing praises, we sing the praises as if it's already won. That scares the enemy, makes them tremble, makes them scared of us, because we're happy and they want to know what we're happy about. And they might throw things at you, throw insults at you, throw accusations at you, set traps for you. But keep going forward. You may have to duck and cover, but keep going forward. And as we hit this battlefield and we sing these praises of Yahweh Elohim and we lift up the name of Jesus the way it needs to be, the way it requires us to lift it up, the way it's worthy to be lifted up, He is worthy of all praise. And if we put ourselves before God, we will fall. But if we put God first and put Jesus in the camp and have Michael as our prince, we'll win this battle. All we have to do is make the noise. All we have to do is make some noise, just like at the Battle of Jericho. And it doesn't have to be an ugly in your face. We don't have to beat each other up with the graphics. That will bring us down, seeing those pictures over and over. That doesn't mean to hide them. That doesn't mean to keep them secret. That doesn't mean being ashamed. That means think before you share. And then if God says do it, go. Do it. Share what you've got. Share the information. If it comes across my desk, I'll see if I can't get it out on the air. That's where we're at, people. It's go time. That's the word I got, is that it's go time. And it was said by a friend of mine, a newly acquired friend, a newly acquainted acquaintance of mine. When the Spirit says, you got to move, and we got to move. It's time. I think we can do this. And I'm going to ask for your prayers, patriots, your prayers for me as well, that the words that come out of my mouth are the words that God wants to come out of my mouth, and that my ego that I do have does not get into the way, and that my heart speaks and not my mouth, because my mouth will come up and just put a hex on the whole darn thing. So I have to keep my mouth quiet, and I have to keep my voice open. Does this make sense for those who have an ear to let them hear? Keep my mouth shut, but my voice open. Because a lot of times my mouth will bring an ego. And it's never about who we are. It is always about who we serve. And in humility, we will win this battle. In humility, there is strength. Because when we're humble before God, He fights those battles for us. He confounds the enemy in their own camp. Causes confusion. We've seen it all the way through the scriptures, whether it was Gideon or was it Gideon, my goodness, he went up there, he beat them up with 30 people because they got scared. God put the spirit of fear in the camp. And when all those lamps got lit, they took those, you know, he picked 30 men out of all of the 300, it was only 30 that passed the test. Was it 30? I think it was 30. I might have my numbers wrong. I can look it up. You guys can look it up. But here's the story. There wasn't enough men to make this battle work. And if all of the 3,000 million gazillions of people that wanted to fight on his side had been, and then they would have taken the glory for themselves, you see. And so God said, no, I want you to go where you feel like you're undermanned. I want you to know that I'm winning this. I want you to know that I'm going to do this work for you. And that's what God's doing for us now. He's going to do the work if we will just take the steps, if we will stand up, speak out. That's it. Wake up, stand up, speak out. Meme the shit out of these people. That's what I'm saying. Meme them. Put it all over. If I can get my way back to Twitter, I will. I certainly will, and I'll be available on that platform. But for now, I have the Truth Social, and I have Gavin. I was waiting for a long time for Truth Social. Come to find out, I didn't even need to wait that long, maybe, but I did. And it's not because of who I am. It's because of who I serve. And I like to serve along other soldiers and other warriors that understand that it's not about who we are. It's about who we serve. And if we put God first and let him fight that battle, all we have to do is show up and make some noise. That's the way it's always been, all throughout the scriptures, from the beginning of time when the battle started, all the way back when Abraham, in the book of Joshua, we read that Jacob was actually, you know, whose name was Israel, was actually praying for his sons when they went to battle. He's like, oh, I can't fight. He was way old, right? But he was praying for his sons in battle constantly. And he lifted it up and he says, you know, he gave it to God because nations that the other tribes came against. Big old jealousy going on there. Big old jealousy going on there. Why? Because Israel had it and they didn't. Israel had the blessing and Esau didn't. That's for another story. We'll be bringing up some blasts from the past and bringing them to the fore to fill in the little holes of that little ditty. The whole point is this. When we go to battle and we put God in front, he will hoe the row for us. And all we need to do is come behind him and do our job, make some noise, tell the people what's going on so they can wake up. Why do we need the people woke up? There's a couple of reasons why it's necessary. Now, we're already past break time, and I don't think we're going to take another break. I'm just going to go all the way to the end because that's just the way it is. We're going to wake these people up, and they're going to see how ugly things are. And all the patriots that know what's up, remember when you first found out? How many of us ended up on the floor in a pile of goo, crying for these children, crying for the picture of it? We have 350 million souls in the United States of America. It's been reported on the census. 350 million souls. Not everybody knows this. Some people are going to... their heads will blow. We said it before. That's where we come in. We need to hold their hands. You know, the little meme that I have there, it says this has been the longest, most excruciating, I told you so, of all time, or something like that. Of course it is. I don't know any other way that God can work the pride out of the squads. Except make it just as painful for us as it's going to be for everybody else. That's fair. Because it's not about us. It's about the children. And we can't win this battle without God. So humble ourselves. Armor up. Read up. Meme up. And let's take this battle live. Let's show the people what we've been holding back. Let's show them what needs to be shown so when what needs to occur occurs, because nothing can stop what's coming. They'll be somewhat prepared. When you hear it the first time, it's a shock. When you hear it the second time, it's sad. When you hear it the third time, you get fighting mad. Not fighting each other, but standing up to fight against the hoodwinkedness. And I got a little bit of homework for you guys that are listening in. A couple of things that we need to do is we tune our pipes and we tune our instruments. We need to eat. Make sure you're eating the right foods. What are the right foods, Leanne Grace? Natural foods, things that are not prepackaged, things that are not with the monosodium and the glutamates and the hyperbolic poisons. That's what we need. Good care of ourselves, good hydration. You know, there's a liver cleanse, and I wouldn't suggest doing this for a long period of time, but for a short period of time, I would say for 3 days in a row in the mornings, you might want to look up the recipe online. You can find it nearly anywhere for a really good liver cleanse. You know, drinking grapefruit juice is a really good way to cleanse out all of your cleaning or all of your filters. The grapefruit juice will clean it all out. If you've got potassium and magnesium issues, apple juice is amazing to replenish those things in your system. And if you're having some problems with neurological pain, and I know a lot of people out there have different types of body aches and body pains and all of that stuff, there's a way that we can eat that's not going to kill us and it's going to help alleviate the pain. It has come about, you know, it's been my experience that high fructose corn syrup can really really make it difficult for your neurology to work properly. And what it does is it interferes, and there's a whole bunch of levels of interference that it does with the cascade effect, but high fructose corn syrup is not a naturally occurring substance, and your body doesn't know what to do with it. It does the best it can with what it's got, but it doesn't know how to deal with it, and the excesses that it occurs, some of the toxic things that get in, they interfere because we're dealing with insulin, we're dealing with the endocrine system, we're dealing with all of the signaling and the chemicals and all the things that are going on. When you put high fructose corn syrup in, it's just like, it's just a highway block, and your body has to stop and go, okay, I got this. I don't know how to do this. It tries, right? So we'll talk about some of the foods and stuff as we go further on, some of the foods to take care of. Cognitive dissonance is going to be the word of the day. Cognitive dissonance. And in order to get through some of this cognitive dissonance, you're going to need to take care of your neurology. Your neurology is head to toe everything in your nervous system. Your nervous system runs your nerves. Your nervous system runs your nerves. Your nerves run your brain. Your nervous system is your brain. So it comes through the brain, down to the vagus nerve, out in the branches, down into your feet, into your hands. In the spinal column, just about at the T12 part, that's where all the column starts. That's where the spinal fluid leaves, and that's where the spinal column leaves. And then you've got your little horsehair. So that's your neurology. That's where your nerves run, like branches. Right. And that's what we need to take care of. It reaches every part of our body. It is subject to electromagnetic interference. It's also subject to chemical imbalance, electrolytes. Keep your electrolytes up. Keep hydrated in this battle. Keep your focus. And as they say in some of the recovery programs, because I want to tell you we're going to have to recover from this battle when we're done, is not to let yourself in the middle of battle especially get too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, because we're going to be in this for a bit. It's only going to get worse for a little while. For a little while longer, it must get worse. For a little while longer, we're going to have to endure. And for a little while longer, we're going to have to see things occur around us that we're going to have absolutely no control over. And this is where we pray without ceasing. Remember in Psalms 97, it says 1,000 is going to fall by your side and 10,000 by your right hand. What does that mean? 1,000 by your side but 10,000 at your right hand. Well, the right hand is the arm of might, if I understand things correctly. And so 1,000 will fall beside you, and you're going to get about 10,000 yourself. Put that in perspective and in context of the conversation here. But it will not come nigh to you. The deprecation will not come to you. Cation will pass over. That's what we were told. That's what we've been promised in the scriptures. God knows you. God sees you. He knows your heart. He sees your heart. He knows how it beats. He knows how you think, how you feel. And you say, well, Leanna Grace, if he knows how I feel, why doesn't he come down right now and help me? Because you can help yourself. And he wants us to know that. I do believe. We can do this as a collective American nation. We can unask the AO of the deep dark forces if we stick together and we raise our voices in praise and we raise our voices to sing the song that we know so well, and that is the song of truth. And we put it in their faces. We've tried it before. We were almost there. Something stopped. Not sure what. We're going to do this again. We're going to get the word out. We're going to be shouting so long and for so loud, maybe not that long, but so loud. We've already been shouting for so long. The walls will come down, patriots. The walls will come down. And because I have the ability with this Blog Talk Radio program to talk, the walls will come down everywhere across the face of the earth. But we're going to need to shout together. We're going to need to tell the people in Australia, they're going to need to tell the truth very loudly about their prime minister, who he is. She said it. How much crack he smokes. She said that too. We're going to have to unmask these people in a way that the mainstream media is going to be so embarrassed by our reporting that they'll have to be arrested for treason, for failing to inform the American public, for maliciously candlelighting us to cover their complicity in crimes against the 80 million children that did not just disappear. Things that happened to him. So this, yeah, that's what we got in front of us. But we're going to win. God has already won the battle. Remember, he said, go ahead and go up. I've already taken care of it. You just need to show up, say, hey, da-da-da, the God of Israel, poof, you're gone. That's what it is, the God of Israel. Wasn't Israel amazing? Jacob named Israel. Amazing. Amazing individual. Now, in the King James Version, we could be led to believe that he stole things and he snooked things and did all that stuff, but that's not the way it happened at all. Not the way I see it. Not the way I read it. Not the way I look at the scriptures and come up with it. Jacob was amazing. He was a supplanter. He was intended to be. He was named for his position, not for his actions, I do believe. He was to supplant the one who didn't love Yahweh, Esau. Now remember Esau, he wanted all the goods, but he didn't want any of the duty. And Jacob really didn't care so much about the goods, but he didn't mind so much the duty. He loved God. And that was the difference in the brothers. One loved God, one didn't love God. And even God himself in the scriptures, I can't remember right now where it is, but you can always do a search online. There's all kinds of ways to search the scriptures now. You can go to the Blue Bible online or BibleGateway.com. I like to use that one. It's got a lot of different ones. It's not as, when I need more in depth, I might go to the other ones. But for that one, it's very quick, very clean, and looking up the scriptures. There are a lot of tools. And we're equipped. And if you're hearing this voice, you're hearing this broadcast, it's not by accident. God woke you up for a reason. You tuned into this broadcast for a reason, because we are talking about some nutty stuff that just happens to be true. And we're watching all of the fish fry themselves for breakfast. And the really cool thing, and I've said this on broadcast before, the really cool thing, when pedophiles are under interrogation, unless they're demon-possessed, they usually cry. And I understand that we've had some demonic presentations go on during some of the capturing of these alien beings that are stalking around as humans. Oh, she said it. We'll talk about the real on another program. We don't have time to work it in this evening. This is a lot of information. This is a lot of data. Double check everything I said. Don't trust me at my word. Do not take me at my word. I am not here to convince you. I am here to shed the light. I'm spreading light. I'm showing light on all of this yuckiness. We're doing this for the children, for the forgotten ones, for the women, the ones that we weren't able to save, the ones that we won't have to save because we're going to wipe this pestilence off the face of the earth. The pestilence are those that hurt our children. The pedophiles are the virus. Patriots, we're the cure. You've heard that before. It's not my words. You've heard that before. They are the virus. We are the cure. COVID-19 is an exercise. But they should have told us. They didn't alert the ones they needed to alert. So we spent the last 2 weeks recovering from 2 weeks to lockdown to start to flatten the curve. We're 2.5 years into it. Our economy is exactly where they wanted it. They're praising people like George Floyd. They're demonizing our patriots. It's all back-ass words, people. It's all upside down, inside out, and turned around and twisted. And the reason they keep the narrative so upside down and turned around and twisted is so that we get tired of figuring it out, so that we get worn down. And because they can do that all day. They can lie all day long. They don't have a problem with it. They've been doing it for decades. And how does someone named Nancy Pelosi get up there 81 years old and looking like she's not 81 years old? How is it that Angelina Jolie can look the same age now as she did when she was a teenager? Oh, how is it that Cher at 73 can look the same as she did at 36? That's not cosmetic surgery. That's not good health care. That's not taking care of yourself. She takes a bronchiolator, remember? She doesn't have good health. That's what she said. But to look at her at 73, you'd swear that she was under 40. That's not natural. That's not normal. And there isn't a plastic surgeon on the planet that I've ever heard of that can do that kind of a miracle work. There could be masks. I mean, there's very realistic looking masks, right? I mean, remember just Mrs. Doubtfire with our wonderful patriot Robin Williams, who was lost too soon. So we know that masks exist. We know that masks can be used. But do you really think that Cher is going to put a mask over her head so that she can be 73 years old and look like she's 46? I don't think, no, uh-uh. I think she's far more vain than that. I went to her concert. I was a fan. I didn't know. I love the music. Sing it at the top. Sing it karaoke. And then I found out she was a monster. And that bugged me. So I don't listen to her music anymore for a while. There are monsters among us. Monsters belong in cages. And we do have a lot from what I understand. We're going to see how this goes moving forward, patriots. It's coming at us on the edge of the mainstream media. We just have to make enough noise. I believe, this is the belief that I have, I may not be correct, but I believe that I am, we need to make more noise to push them over the edge. We have to be undeniable, ignorable, unignorable. Is that okay? So it's a word now, and we're gonna coin that word. We must become unignorable tell people. We've got patriots out there now that are going, I'm going to share this. The time is short. I'm going to share this anyway. It doesn't matter. I'm going to share it. There's patriots now, Christian patriots now that are going out, not just Christians, but, if you're working for God, I mean, God sees it. So they're going and confronting all of these drag queens. Oh, we didn't even cover that. We were so busy. We're going to real quickly. Now, you guys know that there are drag queens that are performing sexual acts in front of minor children in bars now during Pride Week. Yeah, isn't that something? Bring your kitty to the porn bar. And I want to tell you, I've been around more than one block. In fact, it was the queens that helped me learn how to put on makeup. I am not ashamed. Yeah, hanging out with some of them, they helped me put my, they taught me girly makeup is what they taught me. Because I had, you know, the basic army makeup, and then they taught me girly makeup, and it was pretty cool. So I don't have an issue with the whole thing of drag queens. Some of it's a lot of fun to watch. I really don't have a problem with that. What I do have a problem with is these pedophiles pretending that they're drag queens so that they get to dress up and dance dirty in front of our children. And then we got blind and ignorant parents telling their children to put dollars in the garters of these men. That's grooming. And the parents don't even see it. They don't know it. They're blind. There's a reason that word's in the scriptures a lot. Blind, blind, blind. They don't see it. Why don't they see it, Leanna Grace? It's obvious. Even the most casual observer, their conscience has been seared. Their eyes have been blinded. Their conscience is seared. They cannot see themselves. And so these patriots are going out and confronting these little fag queens. They're not even drag queens. Come on, drag queens professional. RuPaul's a fag queen. He had nothing to do with drag queen. He's a fag queen. And the drag queens know exactly what I'm saying. Shout out. So all these little fag queens, little pedo fag queens are going out and dancing dirty in front of your kids. Are they taking their clothes off? They're not putting any on. They're not dressed appropriately to be in front of children. Fishnet stockings, big old bum, acting like a fool, shaking it in front of children. And the children are innocent. They're going through with it. Why? Because of Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, and the Tooth Fairy. We're not teaching them the truth. And I think it wasn't a couple of episodes ago I said we need to teach our children well. Because the groomers are doing a better job of it. How many parents are out there that lost their child to the school system and to the thinking of the liberal left and all the commie stuff that goes in there that we're trying, that's been doing for years to undermine the authority of our of the parents, but the children? There's just not enough time to put all the information out that I want to put out. They're going to give me a countdown here in my ear in a minute, and we're going to be all up in the air. So that's what I brought tonight, the truth. It was yucky, and it was not as eloquent perhaps as I would like for it to have been, but there is no eloquent way to talk about 80 million children disappearing and nobody talking about it. No mainstream media do an investigative report. That's the most disturbing thing. Do they need permission to report on it? And if they need permission, who do they need permission from? Because I'm going to start praying right now that God starts giving these guys permission. Is there anything else I can do? I am your host, Leanna Grace, for Stopping Abruptly. They gave me the countdown. We're going to come on again tomorrow night, and the night after that, and the night after that. Until God says don't do it every night. But right now, he's got me on an every night schedule, and that's exactly what we're going to do. Never know what happens from day to day. We'll be talking to you tomorrow night, and I want you to remember from now until then to remember, as always, to continue to watch for those signposts, to connect all of these dots, and to find your path in this. And remember to pray without ceasing, to live in love, and do something good, because we will learn to forgive. I promise you, we will learn to forgive. So until next night, good night.